about the lachas of Ataras Nedarim. I just want to talk about a few lachas in regards to the Beis Din. Number one, unique about the Beis Din, which is used for Ataras Nedarim, that the Beis Din can actually be relatives. This is a common question we have with the girls who need to be master and neder, so they want to make a Beis Din. They can make a Beis Din of people that they're related to. Normally, the lachas that people which are related are not kosher to be dayanim. For the purpose of a Beis Din of Ataras Nedarim, that is acceptable. Usually Bezin cannot convene on Shabbos for Ataras Nedarim, a case where the person made a neder which would be relevant to his keeping of Shabbos, he'd be able to convene the Bezin on Shabbos to be able to master that neder which is needed for to be addressed for Shabbos. Ataras Nedarim can be done b'layla. Bezin normally does not sit b'layla. One last point in regards to the loch of a Bezdin, that the loch is that the first people are sitting in a Bezdin to be matra and neder, the loch says they have to know the difference between the different ways you're matra and neder. There are two ways in a loch how to be matra and neder. The idea behind being matra and neder is based on a pasuk, based on Masoras Chazal, is that there are times where even though a person made a neder has the full halachic weight and authority, your commitment becomes a halachic requirement. But if there was some flaw in this Kabbalah, so the Torah allows you to remove that neder which is made the chachila. So there are two ways to do that. One is known as a Pesach, and one is known as Charata. And the halacha is that for a bezin to be kosher for the purpose of being matar neder, they need to know the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. So let's explain the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. So let's say, for argument's sake, that a person makes a neder, and as it goes along, he realizes this neder is going to impact him in five different scenarios or five different ways. And he only thought about two of them. He didn't think about the three other implications of how he made his neder. So there was a flaw in the original Kabbalah. This Kabbalah affected five areas, and he only thought about two of the areas it's going to affect. Now he realizes that it has an effect in many other areas. Had he realized that, he would not have made the neder. So there's a flaw in his original Kabbalah. His original Kabbalah was not really well thought out. He did not understand the implications of what he's doing. Had he realized that, he would not have made the neder. That is called a Pesach. There's a flaw in the original Kabbalah. Let's say the scenario which is affecting him now is a unique situation which he never would have expected to happen. That's not a valid Pesach. That's called a Noilat. Something which is not expected to happen, but something which we can expect to happen, just he had not really thought out his action in an intelligent way. Had he realized that, he would not have done it. So that is considered a Pesach. There's a flaw in the original neder. The Bezin can say that, yes, that's a valid Pesach, and we're matter the neder based on that. Charata means I cannot pinpoint anything specifically wrong with this Kabbalah. There's not any area specifically which had I thought of, I would not have undertaken this Kabbalah. But I have a general regret, the fact that I did it, the fact that I undertook this Kabbalah, is something which I now regret to the point that I really wish I had not done so. That's called Charata Demeikara. If a person has Charata, you know what, I was happy I did it, it lasted for a certain amount of time, it was effective, I don't want it anymore. That's not a valid Charata. Because at the time, at one point in time, he did want it. He's saying, I look back retroactively and I say, you know what, I wish I had not done this. I can't tell you specifically why. There's no specific issues. But I regret, meikara, the fact that I'd done so. That's also the more hazardous machloikis, whether this is a valid way to be matar and neder. And the more it comes out that you can be matar and neder with a charata as well. But again, the preferred way to be matar and neder is with a pesa. So, since human beings are the way they are, and we have charata on a regular basis, the things that we do, so charata can be made into a Pesach. Had I realized there's four implications of where it's going to affect, the fifth one is that I'm going to have charata. That's the fifth implication. So I make a Pesach out of my charata. Had I realized when I made the neder that at some point in time in my life I would be the type of person who regrets what I had done, Beikara, I never would have made the neder. If that's a true answer, if that's a true statement, it has to be true. If it's a true answer, a true statement, that would be a valid Pesach, how to be mounted your neder. So again, the two points, a Pesach is that there's a flaw in the original Kabbalah. It has implications where the person had not thought out well how it's going to affect him. And a Charata is that there's nothing which we can pinpoint that an area which it's affecting, which he has a problem with, but he has a general Charata, he has a general regret, the fact that he had done this originally. And if that is true, that that's so, the Bezin can be matter a neder based on that. The last point I want to clarify over here is that in the case a person has a private neder which he wants to be matter, we say you have to explain it to the dayanim. You can tell to one of the dayanim. And if that dayan is somebody who's knowledgeable in halacha and he says, yes, this is a valid way to be matter the netter, he can turn to the other two dayanim and tell them, yes, this is a valid way to be matter the netter, let's be matter the netter together. And the bezel will say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And if a person does so, that will be a valid act of Bezdin acting as a unit based on one of the Yonim knowing the issue which is being addressed. Have a good morning.